Today, I would like to share with you what ritual is in my tradition. I would like to give you an element of working with ritual. How do we conceive ritual? What do we do in order to make it work? So what is ritual? Ritual in the Dagger tradition is an activity inside of which we call spirit to come and to help us journey into a place where we can reconnect with ourselves, with other people. It is also a way for us to realign our spirit. It is a way for us to heal. Ritual is a way to tame our restlessness, a way to find our way to wholeness, to peace, to self-acceptance, to acceptance of others. It is a way of being able to dream ourselves in this world and in other world. It is a way of loving. It is also a way of finding our way to healing. It is a way of celebrating. So in that sense, ritual is to our soul what physical food is to our body. And so in the Dagra community, ritual is used every day, every moment. In fact, ritual is used so often that it feels as if people are continuously either getting themselves into ritual, preparing to get into a ritual, or recovering from a ritual. It is a way of life for them. It is something that helps them not only keep their focus, but to also continuously dance with spirit. A personal ritual is a ritual that an individual must do on their own behalf. A ritual that we have to do either on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, to keep their spirit attuned. It is a way for the individual to not only bring home their spirit and their soul, but it is also a way for them to find the places within themselves where their spirit has been broken or wounded. It is for Dagra people a way for us to harness our power. It is also a way for us to connect to each other. Without the individual ritual, communal ritual do not have any meaning. And so the role of the individual in doing their part to keep their spirit healthy is very important. For instance, if we were to do a communal ritual and the individuals who are involved in the communal ritual have not done their own individual work, what is going to end up is that we're still going to have broken, loose ends that will come as a result because the individual did not do their work. So what would an individual ritual look like in the community, for instance? It would be something that is as simple as, for instance, waking up in the morning and going into one's altar and to calling onto one spirit. Because often when we go to sleep, part of our soul is journeying and it has not come back. And so it remains in different parts of the world. And so the first thing that you do when you wake up is to call your spirit back, to welcome it back, and to set the intention of your day. What is it that I want to accomplish today? And once you set that intention and you have made the connection with your own spirit and your own soul and with your shrine, at any time during the day when you start to feel like you are losing the connection, it is then possible for you to reconnect, to tap into the power of your shrine and to bring that sacred energy back into your life.